Well, good morning, Journey Church family, and welcome to our first edition of Journey Church News. But before we go into the news updates that we want to share with you this morning, I just want to take this opportunity for us to pray. And our prayer is the Lord's Prayer, as Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6. So let's look at this real quick. Jesus taught the disciples to pray. He said, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He went on to say, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." What I want to do today is I want to look at one line in that prayer that I think is very relevant to where we're all at today as individuals and as a country. And that is that Jesus told us that we can pray, "Lord, give us this day our daily bread." And I want to let you know that has a lot more than do about physical subsistence, but it's much bigger than that. And basically what Jesus is saying is this. He's telling us that we can pray, "Lord, give us what we need for today." On a March 17th, Jesus is saying you can specifically come and you can pray for peace. If you need peace in this time, Jesus promises to give peace. We can pray for wisdom on how to navigate through this season. We can pray for strength. For many people are weak. They need the strength that only the Lord can give. We can pray for healing. There's people who are sick in body, not only in our church, but around the world. We want to pray for the world. Also, we want to pray for provision and ask that God would provide all the needs that we have in our world today, in our church today. So the promise here is this. We can pray asking because Jesus says, it says in Philippians 4:19, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." So I just want to encourage us in this season, let's be people who are praying. Let's be people who are going after God. But with that prayer behind us, I just want to encourage you with what the decisions are that we're making as a local church here at Journey Church in River Falls. And that is beginning immediately. We are canceling all of our Wednesday night programs. The Seedlings, the Rooted Kids, and the Youth Group, the Feeding Program, all those will be canceled until further notice. And we will also be canceling our Sunday morning services beginning immediately. But with that being said, I do want to give you a word of encouragement. That is that you're going to be able to join us online. So beginning this week, Sunday, March 22nd at 9:30, you'll be able to go on Facebook and we'll have a service provided for you. Then later in the week, you'll be able to go online on our website and you'll be able to pick up the service from Sunday. So we want to encourage you. You can't come to us, but we're going to come to you. And we're so glad that we can enter into your home with you. And we just want to encourage you. Let's continue to meet together. Even when we're at a distance, we can still meet together. And we believe in homes where even two or three are gathered in his name. He promised that even in those settings that he will be with us. Folks, let's be encouraged. Let's have great faith. Let's believe that our best days are still ahead. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.